It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in interior Alaska. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now for your hosts, Kirk Maynard and Jamie Napolsky.
Hi, I'm Kirk Maynard.
Oh my gosh, I wish you were in the studio with us. If only we had a video camera. Kirk's
Watch us on YouTube.
Little chair is too low. He can't reach his microphone.
I'm under the microphone. Sorry, this is very weird.
I don't know where I am. All right, so if you're just joining us today, we are going to be talking about some, what are we talking about today? Trends. We had such a great show last week, so hopefully people will tune in for that. That was just fabulous.
Yeah.
I do love having a guest in the studio. So if ever anybody's out there and they want to be a guest on our show, please get a hold of us at Next Home.
I actually almost grabbed Melissa from our office, who used to be here at the radio station, who now is working with our office. We almost grabbed her, but when I come back from conference, we'll have her in.
Okay, yeah. It's just nice to get out different kinds of information.
We learned a ton.
Holy moly. I didn't know any of that.
Yeah, go to our archives and go click that show and listen to it. It's a real eye-opener.
Yeah, I feel like we have to have her back in again.
Nadine Winters,
I feel
we
got a snippet of what's happening. And normally you and I are the talkers, but I felt like I didn't have...
Yeah. I've never seen you so quiet.
Because it was just so riveting. I just felt like there was so much stuff that she had to offer. And
absolutely.
I think when there's that much resource out there.
Nadine, if you're listening, thank you again for coming on.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Great resource.
Okay, so kick our show off.
Kick. Okay, so this is a summary of Zillow does a trends report every year.
Yeah.
They wait for data to come in. So it's not uncommon that it comes around the first, sometime in March. So. So this is just a kind of a summary as it relates to the public on what Zillow found when they did the reporting. And I'm not going to get into their methodology and all that fun stuff, but they did survey quite a few people. And here is the lowdown. Okay. So here's the key takeaways. Buying a home is still stressful for most people.
Yeah.
You're probably not shocked. Yeah. So 60% of buyers say the process is stressful. So over half. But 25% say it's very or extremely stressful.
So, I can see that.
So if you're not shocked there. And then first-time homebuyers feel the most stress, which is, that sounds totally normal. So it's normal to feel overwhelmed. Most buyers are going through the same experience. So if you're all out there trying to buy a house, you're feeling stressful, just know that it's not just you or your agent that you're working with, or it's the rest of the country. It's the whole process. You're buying your biggest asset in the world.
Yeah.
It's stressful. So just know that. A majority of the people are going through the same thing.
And I think a lot of it comes from, just even since I end up with so many buyers, even buyers that have bought before, I think A, they don't remember the process, and B, there's just...
That's so true.
I think you think you know what's going on, but there's just, here's a perfect example. We went through earnest money. I just put an offer down on a house with a client. I told them about the earnest money, how the earnest money works. They dropped off their earnest money check to our office. They texted me probably 24 hours later and said, "Remind me again what the earnest, do we get that back at the end again?" Or
that's very, very common. And you're going to hear it in this report too about.
And it's because it's a big amount. It's an $8,000 check. And then they were like, "I know you said something." And I think it's because I'm saying a lot of stuff.
No, it's so. We talk about it during our buyer consultation. We talk about when we write the offer. The lender probably talks about it when they are getting pre-approved. It's on the settlement statement when we get it back. But Jamie, it's actually quite a common question, even though we go through it.
Right.
They're still budgeting, and that's still a concern. It's
and
a big chunk of change.
It's so scary. So I'm like, I put it in writing again, what it was, defined it, explained how it was going to come back to them, how it was going to all apply. But when it just comes down to that being such a big purchase, I think sometimes people downplay like a condo, and I'm like, it's not. Even if it's a $70,000 condo or a $125,000 condo, that's still a lot of money.
Sure.
And it's so many steps when we look at what we're doing from start to finish. And when you're trying to break it down to a buyer or a seller, it just is completely overwhelming when you're just like, okay, we're only on step 12 or step 25. And then, and I always say to them, I'm going to say a lot of stuff. I'm going to say it over and over again. I don't expect you to remember anything. And that's why you can ask me whatever question you want. There's no silly question. There's no ridiculous question. It's okay if we have to repeat ourselves.
Right.
I expect you to be overwhelmed because this is an overwhelming process. But that's what we're here for, is to try to take some of that stress away.
Okay. Well, that leads into my number two, which is unexpected costs surprise almost everyone. And it's, the Zillow report says 92% of buyers were surprised by at least one cost. And do you want to guess what any of the most common surprises are? You can just pick one.
How about the appraisal?
Yes. So the most common surprises are loan origination fees, and that's up to the lender. Lender should be explaining that they charge, and it's you know, it's almost always 1%, but not always, and they can restructure it a million different ways. Charge a million different fees or not charge a million different fees. That's why we always ask you to look at the APR when comparing side by side two different lenders. Appraisal fees, title insurance, title transfer taxes, and closing costs. So I think up here, loan origination fees, hopefully the lender is, and same with the appraisal. I mean, the lender should be letting them know the seller in our market commonly pays for the appraisal, even though it's shifted, you know, COVID, post-COVID, a little more to the buyer.
It
goes back and forth, but 20-year history, it's almost always been the sellers. Somebody needs to, hopefully explain what the appraisal is all about, but it's not terribly uncommon for a seller to get surprised by appraisal. They could do to get surprised why they're paying for it if it's a buyer's lender, but it's our weird market that why we've done that, but it's finally kind of shifting to normal, which Anchorage and the rest of the United States, the buyer pays for it because it's a lending cost. So we're kind of seeing that shift finally to the buyer, but people aren't explaining themselves. You know, we do a seller net sheet when we list a house. We say appraisal is part of the program. You know, if it works out to be the buyer, great.
Right.
But we list that as a cost to them. So hopefully people are getting seller net sheets to sellers. And then on the buyer side, it could land on the buyer. So maybe the loan originator is old school and is maybe not knowing that there's a shift and some of the buyers are starting to pay the appraisals. And I don't know if other agents are doing that, but I will sit down with the buyer and I have a spreadsheet that I'll do and I'll go through the closing. I'm not their loan originator, but I can give you an estimate of what your closing costs and prepaids are going to be. And if I think it's going to be a competing offer, then we might have the buyer be paying the appraisal. So and maybe there, and again, this is Zillow, so this is nationwide, but then maybe how much it is.
Yeah.
Because it's probably like what, $50 down here, and up here it's $10,000 for an appraisal. It's,
it's very shy. It can be a big swing.
Yeah.
So I've seen, I think just even in some of the ones that I've done, you know, from $850 to $1,650.
Right.
And it can just be such a big swing. And especially I think if you have clients coming from the lower 48 and they've seen it on maybe their past house that they've just sold and they've seen a cost and the appraisal's very different hypothetically in like Florida and then they're coming to Alaska or even the engineer inspection.
Right.
That's been a big,
totally.
You know, like I've had clients be like, oh, it was only $400
LOL.
In wherever. And then I'm just like, well, it's not $400
We paid $800 yesterday.
Yes. And I always average high on everything because it's so much nicer when our costs come out and they're like, oh my gosh, I saved $2,000 or I saved. And I said, I always round up. I never round down. I always round the cost up.
Yeah.
Just
because
I would, yes, I'd always like us to come in where you're going to save money at the end versus, oh my gosh, I came in so far under and you're going to owe even more. So I like to always be conservative.
Title insurance. I mean, hopefully these guys are getting them good estimates. It's an amount, but it's not a crazy amount,
right.
But I'm kind of surprised that they're surprised by that. And then overall closing cost, that should never be a surprise. And you don't want somebody getting to the table, closing table, and being surprised by their closing costs. So we try to get you a settlement statement ahead of time. Jamie, you're closing something today or was trying to close something today.
Yeah.
And you've been, a lot of the times the title companies are just so busy and we only have one in town now. So they might be overwhelmed. But it's been like that historically. Sometimes we don't even get them till the day we get to the closing table. So we'd love to see them a week ahead of time. Sometimes we'll get them a few days ahead of time to review. But sometimes we're not able to look at them for the first time until we're sitting down to close and we're reviewing them from accuracy. So, excuse me, I'm choking. That's another reason why it's good that we're there is because we want to at the closing tables to make sure that everything is accurate. But hopefully they're not surprised by closing costs. Your buyer's agent can be working with you to do an estimate. For sure, your lender should be sitting down and going through closing costs. So it shouldn't be a surprise, but it's interesting to hear that nationwide that buyers are being surprised by closing costs.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, 45% said closing costs were higher than expected. So Jamie, if not with Jamie, because Jamie and I and hopefully people that are doing a good job for you are estimating on the high side. Yeah. So you actually are surprised on the other side that it's lower than you thought. And so that's the way I work too, Jamie. So yep. I'd rather underpromise and overdeliver.
Yeah.
Anyway, closing cost side of it.
Well, that's how you train though. That's how you trained us is definitely to go over and overestimate costs.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I'll even, if I'm not sure and a lender doesn't send anything and I can't get anything from a lender and I'm kind of trying to do some estimates, I'll even pull something that's like comparable house-wise, pull up another lender or pull up a same lender. We've worked with enough lenders that I can find something as close as possible. And then I try to, look at the rate they're getting, trying to find as much information if that lender is like hemming and hawing, especially if we want to make an offer on a house, so that I can break everything down for them and give them a cost sheet so that they're just not, because sometimes I don't know. You know, they're asking for advice, like, what should I be asking for? I don't know the answer to that. If I don't know if you need your loan, let's say hypothetically you're approved for a $500,000 loan, but do you need some of the money maybe at the closing costs, covered? So what's going to really benefit you? Is it better to go full price on the house because that feels better? You can make that payment.
Yeah, which one's more important to you?
Correct.
Yep.
And so
that's what I always ask too.
I like to really go through those numbers so that we can analyze the information and then you can tell me, oh, I'd like to have a little bit more money to play with at the closing table.
I need to buy a couch or I want to upgrade the floors or.
Yes.
Yep. No, that's, I ask exact same questions. I'm just, what's more important to you? Is it your monthly payment or is it, cash out of pocket? So.
Right.
Yep. Good point. 45% said closing costs were higher than they expected. That should not be a thing. So hopefully, hopefully your person you're working with is doing a good job. So, but the takeaway there is if you're listening to the show, just budget extra money. Maybe you put yourself a buffer in and, the lender's already going to do that. They don't want you to go to the closing table and have $0 in your bank account. They just think that's a little too, so they, just budget higher.
Yeah. Well, I've even had a client say, if we could close, like sometimes I think as realtors, we say we can close in 30 days, or we'll work to get you closed in 30 days. But we have that 45 day closing. That's a really reasonable closing time period. And I just had a client say that would be perfect for them because they would get their bonus and they would get their last big paycheck. So that would be incredibly helpful. So the communication was on par from my client, just letting me know as we were hitting March. I don't know about all these businesses, but that was their bonus time. And so I went, thank you so much for communicating that. Yes, we can do a 45-day close. So they just wanted to make sure they had enough money. They're totally fine in what they're doing. They just want to make sure they have a little bit extra, especially if we get into a competing bid, especially, they wanted to make sure that they were able to buy the extra things that they wanted, and they wanted to be able to negotiate in the offer that they would have some things fixed on their dime, but within the offer itself, so that it was kind of prior to closing.
Yep. So, makes sense. Good job.
Yeah.
Okay. It's quiz time, Jamie.
Oh, Lord.
Everybody's going to, I don't even know the answers to these. I purposely did not look at the stats coming up, so I don't even know the answers to these.
Okay.
Nobody listening to the show knows the answers. There's probably not a realtor in town that knows the answer to these, especially since this is a nationwide stat. But again, a lot of the stuff when I'm bouncing them compared to, the interior Alaska, they're not too far off these days. So here it goes. And this is going to be time searching percentage of buyers. So it's going to be under a month, 1 to 3 months, 3 to 6 months, 6 plus months, and what percentage of the buyers.
Okay.
So time searching under 1 month, what percentage of buyers were out there searching less than a month?
Like 24%?
11.
Okay.
1 to 3 months.
Oh my gosh, higher. So I'm going to say 36%.
37, Jamie.
Oh my gosh.
God, I got to give you a prize or something. That's awesome. 3 to 6 months.
I'm gonna say maybe. Oh my gosh, 30%.
Nailed it! Wow.
Okay.
And then I don't know if you can do the math or not, but 6 plus months is 22%.
Okay.
Is the rest of it. So, Interesting, though, over six months, 22%. So the median search time is 3 to 4 months.
Okay.
Nationwide, so just FYI. And I guess some people probably don't realize what we work on commission, and then we work with buyers that could take 6+ months to buy, and then you got the whole 45, maybe 60 days to close, maybe even longer. A couple deals I'm doing right now are stretching it out into May or June. So it could be even longer. And then a lot of people just we show and they don't end up buying. And we spend a lot of time with them. And so, and we don't get paid on that. They don't, we don't get an hourly fee. So, sometimes some people realize that and some people don't, that a lot of stuff that we do that we never get paid for. So, but anyway, I just want to throw that in there. So the takeaway, buying a home usually takes longer than people expect.
Yeah.
So just FYI advice. Should we take a little break, Jamie?
Oh, yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
All right, guys, we'll be right back after the break.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business, as our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations. There's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it, as your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week. With your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
And Jamie. and her cats.
And my cats and old cats.
You were in Chicago, but yeah. Elizabeth in our office, she fosters cats.
I know.
And she brought four kittens in. I was doing something at home, I think, but yeah. Lisa and Cece were in the office.
Are they black and white?
I feel like they're gray and black, and so they're sending me videos. But she had them running around the office for a little bit, and then now she got a litter or 2 litters. She has anyway 10 more kittens now that she's fostering. So I've seen that on Facebook Reels today.
I need to call her. I want to get one for my girlfriend because I think that would just be so funny. I said, as soon as I sell your condo, well, I'll get you a new kitten. So we're gonna put our condo up. Okay, so if you're just joining us, we're talking about Zillow trends. Things that are going on with buyers.
2025 trends. This is off the trends report.
Is this just buyers? Buyers, sellers?
Buyers.
Okay.
The next item is most buyers only make one offer.
Is that a question?
That is a statement. That is the median number of days is one offer. Even in competitive markets, many buyers still succeed with their first offer. And I've seen that.
Yeah. I definitely think we're getting better. Like, here's what I do think. I think the year one, so when I started almost 6 years ago in this.
Was that right before COVID?
Yeah. Right as COVID is hitting. I feel like buyers did not really listen. You know what? And we started, well, we were starting to get competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would say, we're starting to get competitive. We're having multiple offers. And they would say, I just want to go in with this. And I'd be like, okay. I mean, we can go in with whatever offer you want. But when there's seven offers on the table and they're asking for best and, you know, best offer you're going to put out there, and we've put out the lowest offer we could possibly put out, the odds are, you know, even when I would explain we can write this sliding scale offer.
Mm-hmm. Escalating?
Like an escalating offer. Not interested. So we would lose over and over and over. But now I feel like we're writing better offers.
Because a lot of them have been educated. Yes. They've been through it. They've had a friend go through it, a family member go through it. And so now they've learned what the new norm was back then in 2021, 22.
Yes. And I feel like they're a lot more open to an escalating offer. Like, I'm all about saving money. So I'm all about writing a, you know, like a offer that's a reasonable offer. But if you get other offers, we're willing to do A, B, and C. Or we're willing to go right to C. If you get another offer on the table, we're willing to do this.
Yeah, and I've told you, two of the last three offers I've written in the last 2 weeks have been competing.
Yeah.
And I escalated. I went $10,000 over and escalated another $10,000 over and still lost out to somebody who was putting 50% down and took it as is and can do a quicker closing.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I'm telling you it's going to change.
Yeah.
I'm telling you it's going to change because we have too many pent-up buyers. Because we're just coming off a long history of 7%, and all these buyers and sellers, because 80% of sellers are buyers. All these buyers that are pent up that didn't want 7%, I get it. But we've been, if you've listened to our show, we've been telling you if there's going to be a period of time that we're around 6%, we've been sub 6% for a while. Buyers are coming out of the woodwork. And as I preached last time, I think I worked with 10 different buyers in the last week.
Yeah,
I showed seven different buyers last week properties, and so they're coming out of the woodwork right now, and they're taking advantage of this, 5.5% interest rate, and there's not a lot of inventory out there right now. So, and I know you said 17 homes came to the market today. That's great because we need it.
Yeah.
But still, it's competitive out there.
Oh, and the hard part, if you look, I think don't quote me, but I think 4 out of the 17. Are in the Fairbanks, North Star surrounding area. Everything else is North Pole. And so we have a big North Pole inventory, but we do not have a big Fairbanks inventory. And when you have people that are just like, no, I don't want to live in North Pole. I want to live in Fox, or I want to live on the Ridge, or I want to live on Farmer's Loop. Like, those are just the areas that I'm really looking, because I live in town, I work in town, or I commute out in a different direction, and they don't want to commute from North Pole. It limits, all of a sudden you're competing for 4 houses, you're competing for 6 houses. So it makes that, I'm always just like, I mean, I had a client that was interested in one house, it went within 3 days. And I said, it's going to go fast. Are you sure? Are you sure? And I said, I just have a feeling, because it's in a great neighborhood, great location. It's got, I mean, the amenities and the features it had just gotten work done on it. And it did, 72 hours. So
let me do some quick math here, because I've meant to quiz you this morning. Sometimes we do the fun facts. But all we're doing is facts today, or numbers today. So since last time we looked at the days on market, what percentage of a drop do you think there was? And you can just guess.
I'm going to say 5%.
I'm just doing the math real quick.
Okay.
23%.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
So days on market is going down. Yeah. The price per square foot was it was like 206.
Yeah.
It's been hanging around, above 2 feet.
Yeah.
I always tell
my clients this. I always say, I think things are a little bit slower January, February, and still into March. Now March is it's a swing, so it changes day to day. Like, there are some houses that will sit a little bit. It's all dependent on size. You know, I mean, we have one house that just hit the market that's over $1 million, but I think it's, I want to say it's 6,000 square feet. That's a big house. I mean, it's stunning, but that is a big house. That's a specific. I mean, don't get me wrong, that's an incredible house, but I don't know what I would do with 6,000 square feet if there's only two people living in 6,000 square feet.
That's nuts.
Or, like, I don't know, could you guys live in a 6,000? Like,
no.
Right. So, I mean, you know, you're looking at, like, I don't know, is that
a big
three
family? Of us in 3,500 square feet, and I feel like that's right. Way too much.
So, I mean, sometimes I'm like, there's a trend for some people that they're downsizing. There's a trend for some people that they're upsizing. That's a big house. I don't know how long that house will sit on the market. There could be somebody that's been waiting for something like that. That could be an Airbnb. It could be a bed and breakfast. I don't know. Or it could be somebody's dream house that they've been like, we have a lot of kids. We've already been living in too small of a house. We've been waiting for something like this or, you know, depending
that's
on.
Possible.
On what kind of situation they have.
Yeah.
So,
but it's definitely only a small amount,
correct.
Percentage of the population.
Right.
Instead of the person who's looking for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage, ranch style home in Fairbanks, which will fly off the market in a heartbeat.
Right.
That's priced around $300,000.
Right.
Goodbye.
But there were, like I said, like I was telling you, the houses that hit in around the area, they were $450 in everything I felt like was reasonably priced. Like sometimes I'm like, what? Like, I will be honest, couple houses that I look at that I'm like, you're beautiful, but you are expensive. Like, that's hard to wrap my head around when you're 1,600 square feet and you're that much money when maybe you have a dated bathroom.
No, because new construction is around $300 a square foot.
Yes.
So that's above new construction prices.
Sometimes I do think I'm like, you're really paying for maybe the view there
That's
are
possible.
Things where I'm just like, I don't know. I could get so much more bang for my buck if I go a different direction. And I could get a little bit more space.
And that's what buyers are thinking, and that's probably what appraisers are thinking too.
Right. But there are some great priced houses on the market right now. So
That's going to go away. That's going to go away. So
yeah.
We've talked to you guys about the different windows and times to buy. And if you're buying, don't – again, of course, we're biased and we're – Realtors, but get in now because interest rates are low. There's inventory out there right now, but it's going to get gobbled up, and we're hitting the spring season. Even more buyers are going to come out of the woodwork. There'll be more sellers coming out of the woodwork too. But I'm anticipating it can be a competitive spring.
Yes,
with these rates, unless rates 100%. Change. But I'm not expecting. Last week I saw 5.35 for the VA and FHA.
Yep.
It's gone up a little bit. I think 5.5 or something like that. But it's sub 6 stuff, and we knew a sustained 6% interest rate market was going to be huge.
Right.
I mean, the number of sales is going to be way over 2025, 2024. So I'm expecting it to be a busy, busy year.
Yes.
Okay. We have time for one more. We'll obviously be doing a part two of the Zillow trend. So stay tuned next week for that. Most people still use a real estate agent. 84% of buyers worked with an agent. And that's not shocking to me. I feel like that number's been pretty normal for most of my career. So some reasons why people do skip agents if they're buying from someone they know, which doesn't always lead. Sometimes it works out great, and that's awesome. If you save a little money, that's cool. But I've seen some people's relationships expire over doing the largest transaction of their life. Purchasing inexpensive homes. They're like, if something gets screwed up or we go to court, it's not a $300,000 purchase. Maybe it's a $50,000 purchase. And then trying to avoid commissions. And I told you my story about my seller who was trying to save money. And that's nothing wrong with trying to save money. But first, he tried to save money in property management and didn't know what he was doing. Didn't have an in-between tenant agreement with the right side. And then the tenant just left all their belongings, didn't let him know that's where the boiler is. And so they didn't have an in-between tenant agreement with GVEA, so didn't get notified they didn't pay. The got shut off, and then the duplex just froze up. So that cost him money. And then he was trying to sell to the other tenant on the left side. And what he negotiated with them was already like $35,000 less than what it would have sold for had he paid. Maybe threw 6%. Well, whatever the commission was to pay, let's take care of both sides. $35,000 left. He left on the table. Then the buyer got their own, got an inspection report, which is great, but wanted another $50,000 off.
Oh,
and
no.
It didn't have anybody there to kind of coach them what the reality is of the process. And so anyway, we'll put that one on the market in a couple of days when he's done fixing all the sheetrock and broken pipes.
Okay.
And, but
good.
I guess I'm trying to maybe explain some of the value of what we do and education and a real world example. And I get these all the time. So I understand people trying to avoid commissions. If I was in the industry, I might be thinking the same thing, but you know, there are some things we can do to help out.
Yep.
Okay.
Right.
I know. We got to go. Jamie's looking at me come on, Kirk, let's get going. Jamie, if anybody wants to get a hold of your brain, how do they get hold of you?
907-378-2400. We look forward to talking to you or helping you.
Okay, guys, enjoy your Saturday and stay tuned for Behind the Mission with the United Way.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at kfarradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to kfar.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, an Last Frontier Media Active production.